get.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Log On Games podcast for Friday, April the 12th. With us today, or before we get to that, we're going to talk about the things. Okay, I have a question that I took a shower about 30 minutes ago, and I thought of this in the shower.
So and I was like, so you know clean. What?
This might just be the main topic of the whole freaking show. But
all good thinking also happens in the shower.
It could also last 3 seconds.
I'm just thinking about Andrew covered in suds now, but let's go.
Oh boy.
We'll start a new podcast called the Andrews and Suds Podcast. And we both do it from our showers. We take a shower while we do the podcast.
Oh my god.
You sit in the bath like duckies.
Yeah, we'll
like,
sit
in bubbles. Like Keenan on all that.
Oh.
Just laying back in the bath.
Yeah. Oh my god. It's funny because we have been watching the Quiet on Set documentary, which has been really rough, by the way. You gotta really be ready for that. But like, it just got me thinking about that, like all that. And it's funny, before we started it, I was like, oh, like, yeah, I loved all that. I'd love to go back and watch through that show again. And she's like, you probably won't after this.
I know.
And watching through it, I was just
You've
like,
you've ruined it.
It's, yeah, but that.
They did
that,
do an interview with Keenan. I don't know what show it was, where he basically said all that kind of stuff. He's like, it may have been happening while he was there, but he's like, for the most part, it all happened after he left. So I feel like the Keenan and Kel, all that era, like, was the beginnings of all the bad stuff, but it wasn't like in full effect yet, you know?
Yeah, like I loved me some Keenan and Kel and the Good Burger, but yeah, that rubber, the duck or the tub little like series. Yep. What was the gist of it? I don't remember.
He spoke French words.
Oh
yeah.
Remember? Oh, that's all it was.
That's what
the whole
was.
Time. But it wasn't really French words. It was just him pretending to speak French.
Yeah. He would say a line in French and then he'd say something like, that translates to, I filled my shoes with spaghetti and meatballs, and then he'd laugh. Oh, yeah.
I love those guys, man.
Sounds like a Friday night to me, you know?
Yeah.
On this episode today, we got the brick wall back. You can find him at XUserAtX. We have Matthew with us.
Hey, you know, we have all the little hand motions. I feel like if I do this, it should be like surfer, like waves behind me. I think it should just start happening.
Funny enough, I was on Discord. I was doing a Discord video call on my iPhone. I did not know that the iPhones also have like all of like the like So we were doing something and I was like, did you just see a weird animation? And I thought back to you, Matt, and I was like, oh my god. So then I did like the metal happening thing and it lit up. I was like, oh my god, the iPhones have this feature. Like,
that's so fun. Cool. Like, I don't know, 2 months ago I had to record myself preaching a sermon for a class that I'm in, and at one point I guess I did a thumbs up or whatever, it like pops up on the screen. I said it to the professor. I was like, maybe he won't notice it. The emoji pops up on the screen.
I listen to a podcast and or if I'm watching it on YouTube, they're like holding their mics like this, and sometimes they'll just hold it like this for the thumbs up, and it's always a little thumbs up thing. It's like 15 of them per show pop up. That one. Also with us today, you can find him at Rafflin, Onaman, my Wafflesen. We have Carlos.
Sup. I love Rafflin on waffles. I love waffles.
What's your favorite place to get waffles?
Bro, come on.
The house.
Did you really have to ask that question? The waffle house.
What's your favorite place? What's your favorite waffle to eat at home?
My favorite, a homemade
or do you
one.
Make them yourself?
I've got my waffle maker, the Belgian waffle maker with the deep pockets.
Deep
pockets, so I can fill it with
syrup. We don't have any waffle houses close to Boston, and I wish we did, because, I mean, what else are you supposed to do at like 2 a.m. when you're
right?
Hungry?
Like the waffle house is like, it's always there for you when you need it.
Yeah, it's like a 3-hour trek up north, man.
Oh,
I will tell you, one of the craziest experiences of my life was walking to Waffle House in Traverse Rest, South Carolina, on an apparent karaoke night at the Waffle House.
What?
Wow. It was something. I didn't know it was a thing either. This is like, I don't know, 15 years ago or more. But yeah, you've never lived until you've done karaoke at the Waffle House.
me and Emily have always wanted to do the Valentine's Day at the Waffle House, but then by mm-hmm. the time like we are like, hey, let's do it, it's already been like booked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Popular spot.
That'll get you.
Popular spot. Also with us today, you can find him with a full head of hair at Brown Berserker. We have Andrew with us on the podcast.
Hey.
What's up?
Destiny.
Oh boy.
Child? Destiny's child? Or?
Lots of Destiny. And for me, the most celebrated announcement was yesterday when they announced Slay the Spire 2. Oh my God. That is in my top three favorite games of all time. And after 4 or 5 years, they finally announced a sequel. And I'm like, ah, yes.
I need to play that. I've had it downloaded on my PC for forever, and I've just never opened it.
It's a U game.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it would be.
It's a U game.
I just need to bite the bullet. And it's not that long of a game either, right?
I mean, hard to say. It's a roguelike. So, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, sure. It's not long. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a... I'm not going to drop like, 60 hours.
You don't suck.
I can't remember like how, I mean, I guess it depends on your builds though, right? So like, you know, a run could be like, I don't know, 45 minutes or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I'll check it out.
It depends on how, you know, it's basically if you suck, you know, it could take a long time.
Did they say when 2 was coming out?
2025.
Just okay, delayed.
So 2026, got it.
How does it feel for it to be delayed to 2026?
A card game? We think the card game's getting delayed?
No, probably not.
We want to welcome everybody to the Log On Games podcast. This is a weekly show in which our hosts discuss a variety of topics from new games, big announcements, events, food, music, mosh pits, clothing, fashion,
spanking fairies.
Spanking fairies.
And spanking fairies. New episodes upload every Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, really wherever you want to stream your podcast at. We are there. You can also watch us at youtube.com/@logongames. And I know I say this every week, but maybe one of these days we'll be streaming this pappy live. So stay tuned to our socials at logongames over on everywhere. And we'll give you a little heads up when that happens.
Yeah. So I'm going to start a new band on Rock Band, and we're going to be called the Spanking Fairies.
Spanking fairies.
Okay.
You know, it's a little sad now that Rock Band's not doing any more updates or new songs.
I know.
Sad.
I feel like at some point those games like Trends will make a comeback.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's odd that like they're like we're not updating Rock Band with new songs anymore, but there's a new guitar finally coming out.
Yeah, I thought maybe the guitar and the Fortnite thing might kind of like re-spark all that, but
I think they did all shift all their stuff to the Fortnite festival thing. Mm-hmm. But when you go on Fortnite, it tells you how many people are on each thing, and there's always there's like no one.
There's like no one on the
festival. Dang. Like 450 people are on festival now. You're like that feels like that's not enough. Hopefully, they shifted to a new game, but. We'll see.
But if they do a new Rock Band game, they should just keep coming out with songs on Rock Band, like just port it all over. So I don't know.
Rock Band Universe and just port it all over, and then update graphics to Fortnite graphics and call it a day. Just don't put it in Fortnite.
Just no build mode, please.
No build mode.
Rock please, Band. Yeah, I'm right there.
Before we get into what we've been playing. Destiny.
Right.
MLB The Show. One night of Rocket League.
That's me. Pacific Drive.
Atlantic Avenue. I have a question that I thought about in the shower that I want to pose to you all.
Mm-hmm.
And you can... It's the best of something. And the best could be your favorite. The best could be the hardest. Doesn't matter. I don't care.
Okay.
What is the best enemy in any video game of all time? Of all the times. Of all the video games in all the worlds.
like what's personally that you have played? Like, what is the best or most challenging to you as a person?
I don't care.
It doesn't have to be challenging or just memorable. Like,
no,
it's
just, just the best one. I just want to know the best one. I know the correct answer, but I just want to know what y'all
best. Okay, so I wasn't going to expect this from me, but off the cuff, just straight off the cuff, not actually thinking about it, I was going to say
off the cuff.
I was going to say the flood.
That's close.
I feel like the first time I encountered like the flood was so memorable.
It was for a lot of people just because of like it's this new enemy and it's like, but it's like more terrifying.
Yeah.
Like this nightmarish.
Yeah.
Like, and people were just like, what is going on? And yeah, that's a good one.
And plus, and maybe in the TV show, someone will, you know, have intercourse with the flood.
I was literally going to say that. I wouldn't say that's that would be like my go-to. I have to really think about it, but off the cuff, I don't know why that's the first thing that popped in my
mind. That's close to what popped in my mind was just the grunt, just simply the grunt from Halo.
Really?
Interesting. What? It's just a fun little guy, you know, and then you pop his head and confetti pops out, you know, if you got that skull on. They're always talking and gabbling and just having a fun time. But then when you play Legendary, they have freaking alien rocket launchers that they're shooting at you over and over, and they can become really annoying. But I just feel like they're just a great. This is they're just the greatest.
To be fair, when you have the confetti thing on, that is really satisfying.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. I will say, like, I thought from a like almost like a story perspective, almost like what was the best like villain story wise video game, and like the first thing that popped in my head was the Ouroboros/Wesker. Resident Evil 4, like that was the first one that popped in my head, and it's that's probably it, I think, for me.
Wesker's a good.
There's a bunch of RE ones for me for sure.
Yeah, and then the other one that really came to mind is I can't remember names off the top of my head, but the BioShock bad guys, just because that's like the most insane story twist ever, where it's like I'm on your side the whole time, but actually I've been
psych.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, it's done so well. And so, so it's such a memorable bad guy.
Some might say Joel from The Last of Us 2 might be a bad guy.
No.
He does, he kills a bunch of people.
Yeah, he does. He kills a bunch of people that are trying to kill him. That's true. Yeah.
No,
Ouroboros for me.
He killed someone's father, you know, for trying to save the world.
I think I'm going really far back, but Ganondorf from Ocarina of Time.
Heck yes.
Really, just because like it's more of so the atmosphere, I mean, you know, of its time is back then. For anyone listening, like, yes, it doesn't look good today, but back then, the atmosphere of just like the music, like the motion of like the stress of like this, you know, this guy, and then like all the mechanics I really liked. I mean, I for a lot of the bosses I think in Ocarina of Time, I just really like all the little mechanics that they did. And it's like one of the early 3D games for its time, so yeah, I think that that really did something for me.
Still the best Zelda game in my opinion.
I agree.
I Google searched best video game villains, which is, I feel like there's definitely a gap between like the actual villains in games, but then just like separate kind of like random enemies. But
yeah, see, their answers have shifted my whole mentality.
Dr. Robotnik.
We have Dr. Robotnik. We have Bowser. Robotnik
is good. Bowser, yeah.
I mean, Bowser's just that's too easy.
Yeah, he's
an
a
answer,
pushover, though. Man.
Too
he's
easy an answer.
Great he's songwriter, though. He's a great songwriter.
Great songwriter, that's true.
No threat.
I mean, but like when you're memorable because, like, you know, especially like Mario 1 and the Lost Levels, the real Mario 2, those Bowser, I mean, at the end, yeah, it's super simple. You're just jumping over the guy to land on the axe and collapse a bridge. When you get to some of those last, like, levels, where like the fireballs are shooting like a million of them and you're trying to jump over those and you're like at the very end of like beating this 2D platform boss, that was memorable for its time,
mm-hmm.
for sure. That's I mean, like Mario 64, you know, like the three times you face him, he's a little bit different. He's a little bit mm-hmm. better. You know, he turns mm-hmm. a little bit quicker, you know, but.
Yeah, I think for me, I always felt like what I was fighting against in the Mario games was just the level. Like, I'm just trying to beat like the level itself and not necessarily mm-hmm. Bowser.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That's fair.
But he's probably the most famous bad guy. You could get that one.
I have a bone to pick. You're talking about Bowser.
Pick a bone.
Apparently the Oscars happened like a month ago. And
I was like, what? And, where are we going with this?
They had what's his face? Ken from Barbie perform his Ken song or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great and all. But if we're going to perform a song from a movie last year, it should have been Jack Black doing Peaches.
Oh, like, it should have been Jack as Blackest. I agree.
And he should have won. Let's just all be.
Mm-hmm. Peaches or millions of peaches? I want to hear Jack Black do millions of peaches.
All right. Matthew, let's start with you because I know what us three have been playing. But what have you been playing recently?
I have been playing more MLB The Show than anything else, I think, right now. It's still pretty much brand new.
That's a baseball game, guys.
MLB of The Show.
I know sports.
It is a baseball game, which I gotta say, it's a baseball game that's in a weird spot in terms of this whole like console war thing, because it is on Game Pass on Xbox. It is a game made by Sony San Diego Studios. Mm. Like, I don't know. It's just interesting the whole reason it's on Xbox MLB's in the first place. That's the whole reason it's on Xbox in the first place, because MLB said basically, hey, Sony, put it on Xbox or you don't get the rights to MLB anymore when the contract's up. So, which from MLB's perspective, I get that. I'm just surprised that it went over to Xbox a couple years ago on Game Pass. Like, okay, fine, it's on Xbox. That's one thing. But I don't know. It's just interesting. So,
are you playing it on Game Pass?
No, I'm not. It's not on PC. So,
yeah. Losers. Losers.
I had the Halo Xbox, the Series X or whatever. I did play it that year on Game Pass because it was, why buy it when I have it there already?
It's interesting because I thought that Game Pass was like a just like whatever was on Game Pass was like a shared library that the Xbox and PC had.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably 90%+ that.
But there's some games that like what's the partnership they did with like League of Legends and stuff like that. Obviously mm-hmm. it's all on PC Game Pass, but it's not a game on Xbox. So,
right. And that's the same with this. It's not a game on PC. You can't buy it on PC either. So,
Have fun enjoying your obscure indie games, PC gamers.
That's right.
Nerds.
And you play cross platform though. And so you see all the time, you'll play, actually probably play more people on Xbox just because, again, it's on Game Pass, so people don't have to buy it. And then every now and again, you see somebody playing, you play somebody that's on Switch and you just know you're going to beat them because they're playing on the Switch.
Wow. It's on the Switch too.
It's on the Switch as well. It has been for a couple years. It is a game that more than any game that I play, I have to be closer to the TV. I have to like your eyesight and like reaction time is it, like, that's what that is the game. Right. And it's like centimeters, whether it's a ball or a strike and you should swing or not kind of thing. So on Switch, I don't know
how is
it
online. Like, is there lag?
Nope.
Like, you've played NBA 2K lag and Madden lag, which NBA 2K lag is on a whole nother level. Like, Madden lag is right. Whatever.
Well, it works well because it basically switches over kind of who hosts each thing. So the pitcher does his pitching inputs and he hosts that, right? And then sometime in between when he throws the pitch to when the batter hits it, it goes to batter basically hosting. So like there will be, if you have a bad That's connection crazy. With somebody, if you have a bad connection with somebody, the lag comes in between like the time it takes the pitch to get from your pitcher's hand to the batter's swing. But you don't see it. right? You don't see that like live. You only see that if you're pitching. If you're batting, the pitch comes, and yeah. So they do a really good job of that, honestly. Servers have been pretty good. They had some issues, immediately after the game came out, like they always do with any big game, but it's been good. It's just honestly, if we had a conversation about it, my conversation would be the frustration of exactly what like 2K's doing and Madden's doing and FIFA's doing. It's like it's all of the just continuous like more and more transaction, microtransaction stuff, trying to suck more and more money out of people and not.
Yeah. When are they going to learn?
The microtransactions are just cosmetic stuff. Like it's not going to make you like better, is it?
Yes. Yeah. So it's like Diamond Dynasty is what they call it. Same thing as Ultimate Team in soccer or Madden, whatever. You're trying to get cards out of packs and then put them in your team so your team's better because those cards are better. And so they've always been that way. Yep. They've always been that
MLB
way.
MLB shows card game.
Dude,
not a sports game.
There's actually a decent MLB card game on mobile. But regardless, like they dropped yesterday was the first time that I can personally remember them dropping a new set of cards, if you will. Like there's like whatever, 7 or 8 new cards that you can get. And they're exclusively packs. Like there is zero ways to get those packs or get those cards outside of just buying them. And generally they would come out with like, hey, here's 10 new cards. 8 of them are in packs. 2 of them, if you grind this program, you can play enough games to get them, right? So, or you can grind this program enough to get a free pack at the end of it. But this is just a straight drop of new cards. There's no way to get some without buying.
So I was going to say, that sounds like some of like Destiny's exclusives where like you can only buy the Ghost of Tsushima collaboration for silver. But what ends up happening is I feel like within like a year or so, they end up putting that stuff for like in-game currency for they free do. Anyway.
Well,
so
not all of it though. They'll put like a piece or something. But like in Matthew's case, so the ones that are locked for this one you said just dropped with the cards in there have a substantial advantage over non-paying players.
Yes, a little bit. There's definitely some, right? So generally what they do is they come out with cards in tiers. So I think this drop that just dropped is like, it's like 8 to 10 cards, something like that. And you open it up and you get to select from a tier, right? So either you get the worst tier, which is I think all 91 rated, something like that. You get like the middle tier, which is like 93-ish, 94 rated. And then you get like the big tier, which is like 95 and 96. There's like 2 or 3 cards you can choose from, right? So not only are you not opening the pack to get the card you want, you're just hoping to get a good tier, but there's no way to get those packs currently. Now they always can come out with stuff tomorrow or whatever. Here's a new program and this pack is, you know, as part of the program, but I don't know.
Just kind of play sports games. It's pay to win.
Going back to what you were saying,
in a lot of ways, yeah,
you have to sit close to the TV because the, like the hitbox is that good. Like the registration, if the ball is like 2 centimeters from the bat and you miss, it actually was 2 centimeters. And like when it connects, like the hitbox is that sure. good.
So if you're like just slightly under the pitch, you're going to pop it up. If you're a little too much on top of it, you're going to hit it in the ground.
First person like shooter just, games, take note, learn how to but do hitboxes.
I know. Right. That's part of it. But really the biggest part is pitch recognition. Right. So the thing in baseball is, partially, is it too high or too low for the strike zone? But the big deal really is that a fastball or is that something that looks like a fastball that's about to slow down big time and I'm going to swing way early? And so, and it's super detailed. Like I know Mitch Keller, I don't know if they've patched it or not yet, but you could tell the way he, like, I don't know, the way that he pitched, you could basically see his fingers on the ball and tell whether it was a fastball or not by before he threw the ball. Like it's really detailed.
When someone gets to second base, what does that mean?
I knew that was coming. I knew it before you said it. No. But the gameplay is actually really fun. It's just, it's still frustrating with the thing. It's like the same thing NBA is doing with 2K where it's like, hey, you want a new haircut? That'll cost you $10. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, why? Who cares?
What?
You have to NBA pay is
money?
Like,
you have to pay actual money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand a full blown, like, you know, costume or armor set, but a haircut?
No, dude.
Oh, it's so bad. Like, NBA is the worst out of all those.
NBA is real bad.
Haircut?
NBA is like, you either pay what, $200-$300 when the game comes out to get your, if you're playing online, which a lot of people do, to get your character to like 95 to 99 overall or whatever, so you can like compete in like the highest things. Mm-hmm. Or you can grind it out and slowly get experience points over time. You're going to start at like 78 overall and you can end up getting enough free. But I don't know if anybody's ever done that.
Is that price a joke? What you just said?
No.
No.
So basically the way,
plus if you want like new clothing or a new haircut or a mustache or whatever, it is all, literally everything costs money.
Have like a mustache pack, like a mustache bundle.
Right.
Like a mustache style.
There's a barber shop and you go there and you pay real money to get.
Yeah. The way NBA does it is everything, including upgrading your guys' attributes to changing clothes to whatever, costs VC points. And they've priced it to so high that you can grind it out, but it's like $10,000 for a haircut change. But in playing a game, you get 24.
So like, in hindsight, it holy is moly. Just a straight up it's crazy. Pay to win.
Like if you play an entire 82 game NBA season, like your first season, you play all the games and you are really good or whatever, and you win the championship, you can probably get enough VC to make your guy, I don't know, 3 to 4 overall better over the course of that whole season, something like that. So like you have to play a lot.
It's nuts.
Lot.
And yeah, and so I'm talking about MLB The Show, and Madden Ultimate Team does it, EA Ultimate Team does it, is, you know, I actually don't have an issue with that, the idea that hey, if you want to drop all this money and get these cards up front, I have no problem with that. Like, that's, make money off of that, go for it. But give the people that want to sit there and grind and play your game a reason to do so. Like, because basically they just dropped a ton of content that if you're somebody who's not willing to spend money on the game, you have no reason to play their game to try to grind to get it. And that's what they want is they need to at least have some stuff that you're going, all right, well, I'll play this for 20 hours this week in hopes to get that card at least, you know?
But I wonder what, I'd be curious to know, like, if MLB was like, yeah, this game needs to be on Game Pass, like they made that a point. And if that's the case, how and why, or if it's even possible for like the NFL and NBA to do the same thing. Because we've talked about it on this show forever that like NBA Madden, all these games should just be free because they make an ungodly amount of money on microtransactions that it probably wouldn't even hurt them that much. And it might possibly even make more money that way. So even just putting it on Game Pass or PlayStation's game catalog,
I was hoping that would be good.
Yeah, because then it wouldn't like would hurt when you spend $70 on a game that you're like, well, you have to spend $200 more if you want to, you know, be viable.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm just not like I'm not good enough at this game to justify spending hundreds of dollars on it to get a player that's a little bit better than the other player. I'm just not.
I remember the fun times of us playing NBA 2K online.
Yeah.
And so what happens online is like you can party up with your friends and stuff like that. And there's a bunch of courts, like a real, like if you went to a real park or whatever, but there's like 8 courts in this area and you're watching real people playing the game that they're playing and has the score and everything. And you can walk up and basically get next. There's like a little circle. So you'll be like, oh, there's 3 open spots over here. Let's go over here and do the 3-on-3 or whatever. So you get your 3 guys, or there's 2-on-2 and there's 1-on-1 and 5-on-5.
Or you can just
get your 2 friends and you go over there and you just like kind of sit there and you watch, and then whoever wins stays on. And so the winner, cool. Then you go on there. Like, but it was really fun. The good old days of like, first of all, the lag is insane. So it's like impossible to play defense. But like we'll be 74 overalls going in there, but we actually know how to play basketball against like these people that, let's spend $400 to get our guy to 98 overall just so I can unlock all the moves and stuff. And so like we would have games where we would beat like people that have spent hundreds of dollars, and that was the most satisfying. Mm-hmm. It was probably like 4 or 5 years ago at this point of NBA 2K games since at that least. Happened. But like
yeah,
it would be like, no, we're gonna like run plays. That we know. Yeah. We're going to cut back door and stuff like that. Other people are like, I'm going to dribble, spin, shoot a half court shot, and then like it goes in half the time. You're like, well, someone spent some money, didn't they? All right. Well, we have been playing a game. The three of us, the two Andrews and the Carlos. Andrew, what have you been playing?
Destiny.
I'll be back.
I'm just kidding. after I guess like a decade, I finally got what I wanted as a old school Gears fan. We actually got a Horde mode, and my gosh, I could just do that all day. If I could, you know, I could do a 45-minute run, wipe, and be like, just throw me back in. Let's go. Yeah.
Back in the grinder.
Love it. Love it.
So tell me about this Horde mode. That, I mean, I know what Horde mode is, but how do they do it? Do they do like upgrades along the way? Do they do like, how does it work?
Carlos, get him.
So Onslaught is a Horde mode. There's two. There's like a public, well, I guess they're both public, but you can either just do 10 waves just to kind of get through, or you do the 50 waves all the way through. It progressively gets harder. And there is like their defenses that you can put up. So everyone gets a starting currency. It's a shared, you each get your own allowance, but everybody earns the same amount together of scrap. Yeah. And so there are these like, items or like little, trip wires or trip mine things. There are turrets, there are decoys, and you'll see them highlighted out there, and you can spend the currency. Mm-hmm. But as you play and progress, you can upgrade them, I think, up to like level 3.
Yeah.
And so it puts you in a place, and there is a zone. I think it's called like, what was the ADU or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's like this machine thing, and you got to defend it. And
is it 3 players?
Yeah, yep. It's 3 players.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So you're pretty much, you're protecting it, as the waves are coming in, and in between waves, you can either some like these, defenses will get destroyed, so you can rebuild them. The little unit will move around the map over the course of the waves, and you're just defending that area. It can take damage, so there are these like enemies that'll drop these orbs that you can throw at it, and it'll heal it. And then eventually,
if it's already full heal, and you throw an orb, then you get like, I forget how long, but you get a amount of time where you get extra scrap for like doing.
Okay. Yeah. Sick. So every 10 waves, there's a portal that opens up, and you go through it, and then you're doing boss battle, like a boss. You do these little phases, and there's like a boss at the end. Eventually you defeat them, you get loot, and then you jump back through the portal, and you're back at the next spawn area of the city or wherever, whichever map. It gets increasingly difficult. The weapons that they have for that, or a lot of old weapons they brought back that you guys can give a better description of because it was before my time in Destiny. It's fun. It has been a lot of fun. It's been nice to just go back and make builds specifically for this event.
Yeah, it's fun when you get to like, you know, wave 30 and your other two teammates are dead and you kill yourself with a grenade launcher. That's great.
Three of you die, it ends. Or if your little base thing that you're guarding, if it takes too much damage, then it ends as well.
Yeah.
You said 50 levels?
Yeah.
50 waves,
Or 50 waves. Is that attainable?
I think so.
Or is that like...
Oh, it's already been done. Yeah, it's already been.
And that's the thing. There's a regular mode, and then there's like a legend master
hard
mode.
Yeah, which is basically a hard mode.
Gotcha.
Yeah. How far have y'all gotten in hard mode?
We got to the final boss.
Did you beat it?
Yeah. We were at the very end when we died. We were literally at the very end.
Oh, crap. Wow.
Jeez. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I haven't gotten that far yet. I've gotten to wave 30, but. I also haven't played with like y'all or groups like we're on a mic and like coordinating stuff. It's just been like doing the fire team finder. And then afterwards you look and I'm just like, do people not understand like this is wave based? Like you have to kill people like a lot because some of these teammates, man.
No, I'm truly blessed to have been playing with some you know, awesome teammates. So this is like my forte. I love like the call outs where the enemies are coming from. I'm going to freeze this dude. You guys, you strand and send those groups in the, God, dude, I love this so much. Love it so much. So
what, is it free as part of like,
you have to free, like, free for everyone. Extra
add-on?
Sick. All the items that you can earn, everything in that, the whole entire thing is entirely free, which is really awesome.
I'm going to attempt to re-download Destiny. It's possible that my PlayStation is going to be like, you need 743 gigs available to download Destiny.
But probably.
But I'm going to attempt.
I think it's 120-something.
And the cool thing is, too, Matt, anybody, if you're coming back after a long time, you load in on a character, there's already a up-to-date armor set for light levels. 18, yeah, 10,
to get you up
so
to max.
You're just right up and ready to go.
That's sick. That's nice. I think I played...
And weapons, too.
And weapons, yeah.
I did all the Witch Queen stuff. That was last time I played.
God, I don't remember what the cap was.
You didn't do any of the Lightfall stuff?
Nope.
You're not missing anything with Lightfall.
Witch Queen was really good, though. I would say Witch Queen was amazing. Like,
it was. That like, was like,
and also, I had not stuff. Played... Oh man, at least one, maybe two before that DLCs. And so there was a lot of things when I came in. I was like, okay, all right.
Well, I don't know. It depends on how much you've done. I know brand new players.
Not enough storage. Hold on.
Brand new players can now skip a lot of like the new light campaign stuff and just kind of like get their first subclass and go and hit 18-10, so you can kind of play.
They're trying to make it real easy for people to get ready for the final
show. No, I think this is a huge W for them. Like, you know, like this, like, I don't know how much time and work they put into this, but like you guys were saying, a new activity, new armor, new weapons. If you haven't been here for a while, hey, you're now up to level with everyone else, and it's free.
That's
like,
nice.
This is like the best thing they could have done to pull people back in, straight up.
Yeah, nice. And then for us that play a lot, like, Legend mode is hard. I don't know if y'all have just been going through it willy-nilly, but it seems the people I get with, like, we hit the third, I guess, starting wave 30.
I think 30, yeah, like, 30 is when it starts.
30 to 40, like, yeah, it starts like, when it, yeah. You're going to lose at some point. That's just the way it's going to be, unless you're trying.
Those two giant knights raffle stomping on your base.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what took us out, dude.
Or
they're just like on top of it, just smashing it.
That is one thing, though. Like, these guys will literally spawn on. So, like, the enemies will have, you'll hear them. You'll know, okay, they're coming from this location. They're coming from over here. These guys, the tall elites. Ones, they will spawn just right on top of the base.
It's ridiculous.
And just start just wiping people. So you have to, like, look out for them.
They should just straight like Kool-Aid man us. It's just like
you don't hear it at all. You just like three guardians die at the same time.
Oh yeah.
What happened? I was
telling a friend the other yesterday in party while I was playing. I was like, yeah, if you do the certain quest and then they drop two new weapons every week for the next 3 weeks, whatever, you'll get the keys to unlock an all black shader, which shouldn't mean anything, but to me it means a lot. Because I really want that all back.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of callbacks for like the OG players, both D1 and D2. So for a lot of people coming in, this is just a whole slew of new stuff. But then for the OGs, we are now chasing our old weapons with new roles, which are like super powerful.
They get good perks.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, well, let's talk about what we saw.
I have 20 minutes left on the download. So if we can talk for 20 more minutes, at least I'm good.
We can. Well, let's talk about what we saw Tuesday. Guys,
wow.
I want to know. So if I would have known that this stream was going to be this, we would have done a reactions.
I know, right?
But what they said last week, they're like, next week we're going to show off some gameplay for the final shape. That's all they said. Okay. They didn't say we're going to blow your brains out.
I know. No, literally.
It's like, they're going to stream for 2.5 hours, and it's just going to be like random stuff.
Well,
so Andrew, let me just. How did you see it, and what was your reaction?
So what's funny is I was so excited for this new update that I forgot that there was a stream, okay? So then, like, I start playing Onslaught with, like, you know, Raffle here, and, like, you know, they're like, oh, did you watch the stream? I'm like, wait, crap, there was a stream today? And it's like, yeah, there's, like, they're basically taking, like, so say, like, if the X-Men existed, and they're like, what if you took the powers of all the X-Men and put it into one X-Men? And it's like, they're doing that in Destiny. And I'm like, what? Like, what? Yeah. Like, You can't do that.
Get triple stamp and double stamp.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I was explaining it to Mick the other day just how freaking exciting and insane it is because, like, you know, not only are you able to, like, mix and match these abilities for your subclasses, but also there's more fragments, so you have that to play with. But also now with these class items, you know, there's class items that are going to allow you to take perks from different exotics. The combinations are like,
yeah, it's unreal.
It's insane. And then pairing that with exotic weapons or even just weapons with certain traits, perks, it's just like you can do just about anything you want.
Yeah. Oh, so I woke up and watched it on my phone. And as I was watching it, I was like, okay, it's out. So I had turned it in the YouTube video on my phone. I was watching, and the first thing that they show in the video, well, it's what's his face? Luke comes up and is like, hey, this is not the end of Destiny. He basically, with his tone and mannerisms, was like, this is not the end of Destiny. You're all just shut up. There's more Destiny, and there's going to be more Destiny for a long time, is basically what he said. And then they cut to the gameplay, and it's like, there's a new bar below the super bar. And like, he's throwing out a freaking stasis and ice moves at the same time and all this stuff, or stasis and solar moves at the same time, and it's just like that one scene or whatever, and I was like, I can't even comprehend. Right? And then they showed us the whole thing, and then I still can't even comprehend
it's wild happening. But I'm excited.
So I'm envious of you, because I think Carlos is in the same boat as me. We had someone in our Discord tell us what happened in that trailer. I would have loved to just watch it and just been like, what am I seeing? And just had my mind blown, to be honest. Yeah. So
I was still blown just by watching it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Because I totally forgot about the stream, and then I was working because I was wanting to try to, I was like, maybe I can get those emblems if I watch a stream long enough. Yeah, I looked at the time on the subreddit, and I just did the time,
EST, CST, PST.
Yeah, I got that all mixed up. So it's like, I thought I was on time, but I was late. But I caught the last, like, couple of minutes of it, and that's when I saw just all this craziness happening at the time that we're also introducing like the strand and stasis enemies from the whole new enemy set, and they were showing that off and the gameplay, and I was just like
yeah. So essentially, for those that haven't seen it or know, like, I feel like the devs sat down, they're like, what if we just broke the game completely? Like the stuff that we do for fun, like if someone could hack and mod this entire game, like what if we did that but for real? Like, let's do it.
So basically, all
of the abilities that you have, all the solar, all the void, all the arc, not just from your own subclass and stuff, but from hunters, titans, and warlocks and everything. What if everybody just had access to everything and you could just make whatever you wanted to make? And that's essentially the new subclass for the final shape.
Yeah,
it's gonna be wild.
It's interesting because I know someone in our friend group, Wade, who is not going to be happy about that, because I don't know if you remember, but we had this discussion one time where he liked every class, and I do get the argument of every class being unique and being their own thing. And so now with this, you're kind of.
I was also like that, to be honest.
Yeah. So I could definitely see where like people would be upset about that, but you know, at the same time, they didn't put everything into Prismatic. They purposely left things out to make other builds still viable.
Just for clarification's sake, it's not like the warlock is going to be able to do the hunter's abilities and the hunter's going to be able to do the titan abilities. Okay, see, I thought like if it's like a titan melee, he or she can pick from, you know, their different subclasses of melees. Not like, oh, I want the warlock's firebolt.
To an extent, obviously, it's not all of them, but they pick certain ones that do carry over. So it's and same with the exotic, the new exotic, whatever class item class for everybody. Item. Those perks can come from different. From Titans and stuff that you can do.
So they didn't actually release the list or show what perks that they were going to allow for the class item, did they?
I don't think they haven't shown us everything now.
Oh my god, that's insane.
Yeah. It's just going to be figuring, a lot of that's going to be figuring it out on the fly. What they said was like, apparently the first mission of the final shape, we get it.
Yeah.
We get
it. There's a starting set.
I saw that, yeah.
So, okay, question
to you. It was wild.
To you guys.
It was wild day.
Has this changed your mind about pre-ordering?
Bro. Yes. Okay. Onslaught and this showcase, I'm like, digital deluxe, baby. I'm back in.
Same. I'm the same way. I haven't pre-ordered it yet, but yes.
Yeah. Digital deluxe, I'm back.
Now, I mean, I'm still worried about, you know, if the campaign itself is going to be as good as like a Witch Queen or a Forsaken. That is to be determined. But similar to Lightfall, like the campaign, utter garbage, utter trash, should have never existed. But everything else with Lightfall was great. Strand and all the quality of life stuff that they did and stuff.
That is another thing.
Enjoyed that stuff. So
was this subclass being worked on in the last 5 months? Or do we think this was originally part of...
No, I think because of just the aesthetic of the, you know, when we were heading at the end of the Lightfall campaign, where you get to where the pyramid ship, the crazy colors, had a prismatic like.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, yeah.
So I think it was definitely planned, and I think the delay was really just them like making sure that the bugs there were as few bugs as it's Destiny. I still feel like that's going to be a thing, but. It's interesting because, you know, there were leaks about the red subclass. And now we see that that's not going to happen.
I think Andrew, there was like a few episodes back, maybe it was one of the Destiny ones, but he was like, you know, like prediction, will there be a new subclass in, you know, the final shape? And we're like, I think two of us are like, nah, no way. There's no way. There's no way.
Well, there was a Reddit leak from months and months ago when the employees were getting laid off and stuff that someone came on and was like, hey, basically said everything that we did, what we saw. You're going to be able to combine all your different subclasses and blah, 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 blah. It's going to be called Prism. I think we may have said it on the show, but it was always just like rumor crap.
Yeah, yeah.
So now everybody's gone back to that post, and he's also posted since then. And he said at some point there was, and maybe still is, he has no idea anymore. But at some point they were working on a Destiny 3 codenamed something. I forget what it was called, what the code name was. But so now that's also turned the Destiny world into a, are they like completely breaking the game, giving us literally everything that we've ever wanted? Like every subclass, even stuff from other Hunters and Titans and Warlocks all combined in one thing, because Destiny 3 is gonna, something's gonna happen, and we're not gonna, you know, this is gonna kind of be the end of Destiny 2, and Destiny 3 is gonna be its own thing, or this is Destiny 3 where everybody just has access to everything and you can kind of just like create your character. It doesn't matter if you're a Titan Hunter or whatever, you're just gonna have access to whatever you want.
Super combo is optional, correct? Like, if I want to run just all stasis, I can just say...
Correct.
Yeah. I don't want to do this prismatic thing.
It's a new subclass.
Okay. Full on new subclass. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I assume they'll add things over time, you know? Like, not everything's going to be available all at one time. They'll just add, you know, different fragments and abilities and aspects and...
Oh, did you hear... What did they say? They said, like, right now we have 16 and it's going up to 24. Did you hear about that?
What?
The right now I think on each subclass we have like 16 I always mix up aspects and fragments.
Oh, no, there's going to be more fragments.
Yeah, there's going to be like 24 now, which is insane
because of the prismatic ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope that because the amount of and also like let's not forget they're adding 100 volt space for a total of 700. But
who's got that? Clean out your vaults, people. What are y'all doing?
I'm at
570.
I know people that are constantly max. But another thing is, I do hope with all these possible combinations that they increase the loadout size, the max amount of.
Oh, they have to.
Yes, I haven't been maxed out on loadouts for a long time.
Yeah, because I've been maxed out, and then I've got like plus 4 or 5 more in dim.
And what's weird is like Monster Hunter. It's like it's technically almost infinite. I remember playing Monster Hunter World and I had like, the expansion, I forgot what it's called. The ice one.
Something.
Yeah, and I had like 20 builds. And that wasn't even maxing that out. Like, I had like 20 builds in that game. So.
One last bit of Destiny news today, as we record on Thursdays, we had where they have their blog post or whatever. I want to talk a second about Pantheon. I don't know if you guys have seen this yet.
I watched Cross's video on
this. I have not yet, but this is essentially, so they talked about this in the last streams when they talked about Onslaught, the new Horde mode and stuff like that. And they're like, on April 30th, we're going to do Pantheon, which is simply is raid boss Horde mode, I guess.
Boss rush mode, yeah.
So this is what they say in their thing. We have already shared some details about Pantheon, the new PvE challenge that will start on April 30th. It involves not only a gauntlet of raid boss encounters currently available in the game, but also a few twists in how to approach them. We are keeping some details close to the chest, including the list of enemies you will face. But since you're eager to know more about it, the goal of Pantheon is to relive those incredible and heroic moments that raids always deliver, while also changing what you expect from some of the encounters many of you already know so well. Prepare to be nimble, adapt your strategies, or throw them out the window, and your fire team will find success. Pantheon will increase in scale and difficulty each week, starting with 4 bosses in the first one and growing up to 8 in a row on May 21st. Each time a new boss is added, the active modifiers will rotate and the power cap will change, starting with players 5 power below all the way up to contest mode equivalent to 20 power below. As the difficulty goes up, so does the pool of available rewards. You can get adept raid weapons, deep sight versions of raid weapons, and even exotic weapons. Some rewards are weekly and others are linked to pursuits or triumphs, like the new emblems, but many will also depend on your performance. We challenge you to complete each counter before the bonus timer expires to get platinum score and the greatest rewards. When April 30th arrives, we hope you have trained and prepared yourselves, Guardians. Shax will have quests in your journey, blah, blah, blah. So, excited about boss rush.
I'm excited to see it solo mode.
Hopefully this makes it easier to get the exotic raid weapons, which I assume it will be, because a lot of what they've been doing before the final shape is to get players that have been grinding for something for a long time. You get it. New players coming in, or players that have played but are coming back up to speed and ready to go for the final shape. Mm-hmm. So
exciting stuff.
Exciting stuff. So lots happening. Lots happening. A lot didn't happen in Destiny for like.
They just need to put MLB in Destiny and then Matthew will be set.
They had soccer at one point.
Yeah.
They did. I played it a bit.
The amount of time we wasted just kicking balls around, you know?
More time than I spent playing the actual game for a few weeks there, for sure.
Sometimes. Dang. They should have done a league, you know, like they did the Sparrow Racing League. They should have done a mini soccer game league.
Soccer league.
Event. I would be so much more likely to super get into, like, Sparrow Racing than
game. Well, because now they got skimmers. They get the
skimmer racing now with some half pipes going, you know?
I was going to say, cool. Some Tony Hawk style thing, like, so, you know, try to get points doing like tricks and stuff. Yeah. You know, when you like double tap outside, you do the little flip thing, like that can count as like X amount of points. And then you do your grind. And yeah, that'd be really cool.
Step up, Bungie.
Any final thoughts? Anything y'all want to say before we end this out?
Destiny.
The word of the day is
Back after hating on it for a year.
Also, this is, you know, full disclosure, man, the servers were just absolute garbage from the start. Like, I got on it like
my experience was good.
Mine was not bad.
Yeah, well, I played in the evening though,
because I didn't get on at launch. I know that.
Yeah. From like I got on at like 1:30 p.m. or whatever until like 3:30 and just got kicked out a bunch, and then successfully did like 3 runs, but just the rewards didn't work and the quests didn't complete. So
yeah, in the evening there was no offense or defense delay. It was good.
Yeah, and a new thing that they added, I don't know if they added this to every mode. Maybe it's just Onslaught, but like if you get kicked out for a reason or your power goes out or whatever, and you come back on, it's like, hey, do you want to join the game you were just in?
Which is yeah, great. That's something they've had in there for a little while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
This is
yeah.
the first time I've seen it.
Yeah, it's really
but cool. It also didn't work whenever the servers were happening. It was like, hey, you got kicked out. You want to go back in? I was like, yeah. They're like, sorry, you can't. Why'd you ask? All right, well, we want to thank everybody for listening to this episode. Again, new podcasts every Friday. You can watch us at youtube.com/outlogongames. That's going to do it for us here. We will be with you all again next Friday.
See ya.
See ya.